Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The final buzzer has sounded, and the game's over. It's time to talk about who played well and who didn't. It's the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show, served up by Wendy's. The new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens this May at the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Now, let's get to your calls and reaction from the game with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
All right, that was better. That was better. Easter weekend, I tweeted out. This league got down about 5. I went to commercial. Please, please don't put me in a bad mood for the rest of the weekend. Got family time tomorrow. And I wanted to be in a good mood. Wanted to be happy. Didn't want to be sitting here thinking about this Bucks team losing 3 in a row. Especially, that also would have meant that they would have blown another one tonight. Thank God that didn't happen. They get the win tonight, 122-113 in Atlanta. So now 1-1 on this little East Coast road trip that they are on. I guess we'll call it East Coast road trip. I don't know if New Orleans is really east, but either way. So New Orleans, Atlanta, and now Tuesday, they get Washington. And that is fine with me. That should be a win as well. And actually, coming up on Tuesday night, Toby Altizer. Remember Toby Altizer, host back here on WSSP. He's working, doing sports talk radio out in Washington, D.C., he's going to join us coming up on Tuesday night to talk about the Bucks-Wizards game. He's been following the Bucks from afar, obviously, still. So we'll talk to Toby Altizer coming up on Tuesday. Coming up on tonight's show, Bart Winkler will join us coming up in 1/2 hour from right now, 30 minutes. Bart Winkler of the Bart Winkler Show on CBS Sports Radio weeknights. You can catch it here on 1250 AM, The Fan, from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Bart is craving doing some local sports talk, and I'm like, well, this would be perfect. Let's talk about the Bucks then tonight. So he'll join us coming up at 9:40 tonight to talk about this Milwaukee Bucks basketball team. So news came before the game even started that Damian Lillard was not going to play in this game. And immediately you think to yourself, oh, great. Here we go. So no Damian Lillard. Deontay Murray has been absolutely on fire as of late. So who in the world is going to pick up that slack? And in the first quarter, it appeared that it was going to be Chris Middleton. 12 first quarter points, he's rolling. And you're feeling really good about things. You're like, okay, well, if Middleton is going to be this Middleton, they're going to be all right. Middleton's going to go off for 30, 35, whatever the case may be, and away we go. Well, Middleton didn't score again after the first until the third quarter. Not because he was missing shots. That wasn't the reason. Just wasn't taking shots. I believe he was, 5 of 6 there in the first quarter. And he ended up 9 of 10 overall. 3 of 3 from three-point range in this one. So Middleton has a big first quarter, which was nice. Giannis was just pretty good for most of this basketball game. Free throws, way better than they've been as of recently. 12 of 16 at the line for Giannis from the free throw line. So that was good. My question was, without Dame Lillard, oh boy, Pat Beverly is starting. We just talked about this after the last game. Pat Beverly got 7 minutes. Remember, he's got the ligament damage. He's playing with pain. Played 7 minutes and wasn't all that good. Like I said, if he can play more than 7 minutes and can't give you more than what he just gave you, then maybe that he should just rest and make sure he can get as healthy as possible. And you probably could rest him through the first round of the playoffs and have him ready for the second round of the playoffs. So I see the tweet that goes out. I think it was Eric Name tweets out, you know, that Damian Lillard's out, personal reasons. Pat Beverly's starting. I tweeted back. I was like, well, what kind of minutes are we talking here? Pat Beverly played 7 minutes. He's playing hurt. Surely he's not going to handle a full workload. Well, guess what? No, he more than handled a full workload. He didn't play like 20 minutes. He didn't play 25, 30. 25 to 30 minutes, I would have been very impressed. Like, trying to deal with all that pain and play through it, that would have been impressive to me. Played 36 minutes. 36. Pat Bev ends up with 18 points on the night. 6 of 10 from the floor, 2 of 5 from 3, 5 boards, 5 assists, 0 turnovers in 36 minutes. Did you notice that when Pat Bev is in there and at point guard, they were rotating a lot of different guys bringing up the ball? A lot of guys. And maybe that's because of the wrist, whatever, but he really wasn't initiating the offense all that much. Some Giannis. There was some Middleton, some Pat Connaughton mixed in there. So that was a little something different without Lillard and with banged up Pat Beverly in there. But Beverly more than held his own and more than did what was expected playing hurt. He gives you 18 points in a playoff game. You're ecstatic. Because again, Lillard would be starting, which means he'd give you like 18 off the bench. But again, he's not going to play 36 minutes in a playoff game, right? He's going to play 10 to 15, maybe, unless Lillard gets in foul trouble or, you know, something happens to Lillard physically. God forbid that happens. We cannot afford to have Lillard get hurt. So whatever the case may be, he's not going to get as many minutes. But if he plays like that and shoots like that, hit a couple of threes coming off the bench, that'd be nice. So that's good. Malik Beasley didn't have the greatest of game, but came up big there at the end with a couple of shots for the Bucks. So that was good. Bobby Portis was okay. I'll go with okay tonight. And as a fan, as you're watching this game, I don't know what you were necessarily thinking, but as I'm watching this, I'm going, okay. So this is kind of a little bit more like what you want. But what ends up happening is the reason Atlanta is able to cut that lead to 5, because you got stagnant with ball movement again. And then out of that break, then the ball starts moving again and you get on a little bit of a run and extend it enough to where you can win the basketball game. So, as we've talked about, there are two things here when you start talking about this team going forward that are going to hold them back. One, defense and being lackadaisical at times, right? That's one. And two, lack of ball movement kills this team. And yes, you've got one-on-one ball players that are good. Giannis, fine. Middleton, good. Lillard, great. Wonderful. You do have one-on-one guys. I get it. But the ball movement thing, you know, if we get to the playoffs and they lose a series, and again, I think it's, you know, them and Boston in the conference finals, but let's say they lose it to somebody else or if they lose it to Boston, I'm willing to bet you, at the end of that series, that post-game series, if they lose, the conversation is going to be either about the defense or about the lack of ball movement and playing too much one-on-one basketball. That's my guess as to what we will be talking about at the end of the playoffs if they get eliminated somewhere in the playoffs. And I know some of you already got it penciled in that they're going to get bounced in the playoffs, maybe even before Boston and the Eastern Conference Finals. But I'm not one. I think they get to Boston for sure. And then providing everybody is healthy and so forth, we'll see what happens. Because from a talent perspective, I think they're right there with Boston. There's no reason why they can't win that series. None. Will anybody be picking them at that point? Probably not. They'll probably be picking Boston. If both teams are healthy, they'll pick the Celtics. Celtics have been the best regular season team. I understand that. I get that. So that'll probably be definitely be part of it. All right, your thoughts on tonight's game between the Bucks and the Hawks. I want to have a little fun with a topic that's maybe a little off of the Bucks game tonight. You know, Bucks win. Usually not a ton of reaction after a Bucks win. But I'll open it up, give you guys an opportunity, talk some Bucks-Hawks here, get your thoughts on the Milwaukee Bucks on this Easter weekend. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. You can also tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. And it is the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show. Served up by Wendy's. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Within 24 hours, get yourself a free small frosty at Wendy's. All you have to do is go to Wendy's and tell them, hey, when the Bucks win, you win, which means I would like my small chocolate frosty or orange dreamsicle frosty, please. And you get yourself a free frosty because the Bucks won tonight. It'd be a great thing to go get right now. Why wait till tomorrow? Go get yourself a frosty or two right now. If you're driving around somewhere here in southeastern Wisconsin listening to me on 1250 AM The Fan, just on your way home, stop by, make a pit stop. Get yourself a frosty or two or three, whatever the case may be. And the other thing about this is, in case you don't know this, is when you get that free frosty, you get it for however many people are in the car. So, like, if it's you and two of your buddies, you each get a free frosty if you're all in the car together when you go up and say those key words. Take advantage of it, man. It's free frosties. Frosties are delicious. Bucks win 122 to 113.
Let's see what the numbers say about today's game as we dive into the box score. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM The Fan.
All right, let's go into the box score here. 122 to 113. Bucks over the Atlanta Hawks tonight. Giannis tonight, 38 minutes played. 12 of 22 from the field. 0 of 1 from 3. 12 of 16 from the free throw line. 16 rebounds. 36 points. 7 assists. 3 steals. And 1 block. Chris Middleton tonight, 36 minutes, 9 of 10 from the field, 3 of 3 from three-point land, 21 points, 6 boards, 6 assists, 1 steal, 1 turnover. Brooke Lopez, 33 minutes, 3 of 3 from the field, 1 of 1 from three-point land, 6 of 6 from the free throw line, 13 points, 3 rebounds, 2 block shots, and 3 turnovers. Patrick Beverley, he was big like we talked about there in the first segment, 36 minutes, 6 of 10 from the field, 2 of 5 from three-point range, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. He had 18 points, 5 boards, 5 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block. Malik Beasley. Why am I bringing up Michael Beasley? The former Buck. That's funny. 35 minutes, 4 of 12 from the field, 2 of 9 from 3-point range, 10 points, 2 assists, 1 rebound, and 1 turnover for him. Then, of course, Jay Crowder off the bench, 13 minutes, 1 of 5 from the field, 0 of 3 from 3, 3 of 3 from the free throw line, 5 points, 2 boards, 1 turnover. Bobby Portis, 21 minutes, 6 of 10 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, 13 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals for him. Pat Connaughton, 16 minutes, 1 of 3 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3-point range, 2 of 4 from the line, 4 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds, and 1 turnover. AJ Green, 11 minutes, 1 of 3 from the floor, 0 of 2 from 3, 2 points, 1 block for AJ Green. The Bucks shoot 55% from the field, 45.5% for Atlanta. Shooting from 3, Atlanta 40%, 14 of 35 tonight. The Bucks 8 of 28. Then, of course, free throw shooting, 15 of 18 from Atlanta. Here is the biggest difference over the course of the last 3 or 4 games. The Bucks finally actually got to the free throw line more than an opponent. 28 of 35 28 of 35 from the free throw line for the Bucks. Not only did they get there more, but they actually hit their free throws too tonight. Bucks out rebound and Atlanta 40 to 39 this evening. Turnovers relatively close, 11 for Atlanta, 10 for the Bucks. Those are two huge stats I want to say here in this box score. First off, the free throw line, like we talked about, Giannis 12 of 16. That helped a ton. But the other stat is they only took 28 threes. That's it. I mean, that is a, for the Bucks, that's a very low amount. And in general, for the NBA nowadays, that's a very low amount. And they didn't hit diddly of them, other than Middleton going 3 for 3. The rest of them really didn't do much of anything. Lopez didn't hit his first three until, what was it, the fourth quarter. They're coming out of that timeout. They were down 5. Middleton hits a 3. Then Brook hits a 3. That was Brook's only 3 in the game that he took and hit. But outside of that, I mean, Beasley 2 of 9, Beverly 2 of 5. The bench didn't have a single 3. The bench from 3 went 0 for 9. The Bucks bench did tonight. That's not going to get it done. For those of you that want to roll with the Damian Lillard versus Drew Holiday debate, which seemingly will not die, I hope y'all were paying attention to that graphic that was up on Bally Sports Wisconsin there towards the end of the game. I mean, it's not even remotely close. I mean, it's a net rating like minus 13 without Lillard. They hadn't won a game all year without Damian Lillard until tonight. Just everything in general for the Bucks is trash without Damian Lillard. So those of you that don't think he's very good, wish we had Drew Holiday back, can't win a championship with Damian Lillard, a top 75 player of all time, he sucks. For all you people that think that, again, explain to me then how this team does not win without him. Now, without Giannis, they tend to win. Does that mean Giannis stinks? No. But they tend to play okay without Giannis, for whatever the reason. Now, my reason would be that they actually move the basketball. It moves. It seems to move better when Giannis isn't on the floor, for whatever the reason. Now, Dame Lillard isn't out there. Why do they stink so much? Because Dame Lillard is an integral part of this offense and has been an integral part of this offense. And so is Giannis, no question. But Giannis, from that guard position, gives you so much. The ability to drive and kick. The ability to get to the rim himself. The ability to steal the ball and knock it out and get out in transition. The ability of him to get out in transition and make the right decision. He gives you a lot. Now, again, up until the end of January, you know, he was giving you like 8 free throws a game. Now I think he's done like 4 or 5 free throws a game since that interpretation of the rule change and the continuation in the NBA. And now that's completely fallen off for Lillard at the line. But for me, you can just see in the numbers. This doesn't even have to be, Sparky, you're making crap up thing. No, that's not what it has to be at all. That is something, to me, again, that you just have to consider and think about at this point. As far as how good is he? How big of a difference can he make? All right, let's go to the phones here. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Buff and Wapan, you're up first here on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show on 1250 AM. The Fan, served up by Wendy's, and he is gone. And I believe we are having issues with our phones yet again this evening. So I would like to apologize right off the bat. This is two postgames in a row we've had this issue. And we actually thought we had it fixed yesterday. So hopefully we'll be able to get it fixed by Tuesday and we'll be off and running again. So if you want to get a hold of me, no problem. You can still tweet at us at 1250 AM The Fan. You can also tweet at Sparky Radio or post on X or whatever the case may be that you would like to do. Feel free to do that. Bucks get the win tonight, 122 to 113. Play a couple highlights here for you from the game. And there were some good ones tonight. Giannis was like a dunking machine tonight in this one. And this is one of the many dunks that Giannis had. And a great call by Lisa Byington.
PC with the rebound. And it's Giannis with Bobby PC, AJ Green, and Jay Crowder. Giannis all the way. A thunderous finish. Count it. Holy Giannis.
Holy Giannis. I like that. I like that a lot. The holy Giannis call. I'm here for that. We can do the holy Giannis call over and over again. You can make that a t-shirt. Holy shirt. Big three by Chris Middleton here. Remember, I said it was a five-point game. They come out of that timeout. It was 94-89. And I'm starting to freak out on Twitter. I freak out here in the studio watching this thing like, oh my God, they're going to blow another gigantic lead in this game. And instead, they come out and Middleton answers the bell.
See what they can come up with coming out of that timeout. Chris Middleton fires. That's a three, and it rattles around. And boy, did we need that for Cass.
Yeah, and it's funny because against the Pelicans, had a couple of looks like that that rattled around and didn't go down. That one, unfortunately, found its way back through the net. That's a big bucket.
A big bucket indeed for Chris Middleton there. And again, when you're talking about playing without Damian Lillard, other people have to step up. Just like when you're talking about playing without Chris Middleton, other people have to step up. Or without Giannis, somebody else has to be that guy. Now, Middleton wasn't necessarily that guy in the aspect of he scored 30, but he gave you 21-6-6. Like, that's more than enough at the end of the day to get the job done if you're the Milwaukee Bucks. And that's the type of stuff that you like to see, right? You like to see that happen and be good. With it. Pat Beverly, again, yeoman's work for him playing with ligament damage. A big game for him.
This side, so the Bucks give it up to Pat Bev. A little hop, skip, and a jump, and another two for Pat.
That's a big two for Pat Bev. It's at 14 points for the night. We talked about him just struggling. They averaged 3 points, two rebounds a game last four or five games or so. Broken out of his shooting struggles in a big, big way tonight.
In a big, big way tonight for Pat Beverly. There you go. Lisa Byington, Marcus Johnson on the call there on Bally Sports Wisconsin as the Bucks get the win tonight, 122-113. We're going to talk with Bart Winkler. We're going to attempt to talk with Bart Winkler. We're going to try and get creative here and try to see if we can get Bart Winkler on via another way other than a phone. We're going to do that coming up next here. It is the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops post game show here on 1250 AM. The Fan, served up by Wendy's. And I've been telling you about the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, the brand new one. Now, right now, you can go there and you can place your bets in the kiosks and all that fun stuff. But the gigantic sportsbook that I'm hearing is going to be maybe the largest sportsbook in the Midwest, possibly. Could be, maybe. We'll see. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold with a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens up this May.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Who was the player of the game? Who stood out? Let's find out who the MVP of the game is next on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
All right, MVP of the game tonight was our guy Giannis, obviously, right? Coming up big tonight with this victory. And again, we wanted Giannis to come up big, mainly because they needed him without Dame Lillard. 122 to 113, Bucks over the Atlanta Hawks tonight. A big, big victory. Let's see if this is going to work with Bart Winkler. I don't know if it is or not. I can't tell. We're going to dial up Bart Winkler here. Bart Winkler, is this thing working?
Can you hear me?
I hear can. You. Yeah. All right. Good. This is actually going to work. This is beautiful. The beautiful thing about computers and so forth, and when they work, it's a beautiful thing, and it actually works. So I get to have Bart Winkler on. Bart Winkler Show, CBS Sports Radio, weeknights here on The Fan, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Him and his producer, Shep, a highly, highly entertaining. Lots and lots of calls from all over the country, and I enjoy it tremendously. A big Bucks victory tonight after struggle the last couple of games. Hawks got it down to five. Were you as nervous as I was when the Hawks got it down to five there, Bart?
I mean, I think you get that way just in terms of what we've seen, you know, in the team with this team in the past. They had such a nice second quarter, and I was watching that at a restaurant. And then this is one of those games where you're watching a bunch, and then you're like, oh, this game's over. And then you turn it back on, and then you're like, oh, okay, yep, we're going to do all these things tonight. But, you know, the good thing about tonight was they responded every time the Hawks kind of made a little bit of an effort and got closer. They were able to actually respond tonight. So that was good to see. You know, this season is interesting. There's been a lot that has happened. I feel like they're going to be fine where they're going to get the two seed. Obviously the one seed's way out of question, yeah. But it's just kind of like, you know, with no Dame, and we'll see how long he's not going to be with them for, but it's just kind of figure things out, but get to the playoffs, try to be as healthy as possible. And then I think that's when we're going to get a lot of questions answered about this team, because it's hard. It's hard in these games. It's hard with the Lakers game. It's hard with this game. It's just, it's like, it's hard to know exactly how they're going to play in a seven-game series against the Pacers or Knicks or Celtics when they're just kind of like still figuring things out along the way.
Bart, how many situations do you think the Bucks will be in come playoff time where the other coach is a better coach than our coach in Doc Rivers? Like, I was thinking tonight, like, okay, would I rather have Quinn Snyder as coach of the Bucks, the coach of the Hawks, or would I rather have Doc Rivers, Joe Mazzulla, or Doc Rivers at this point? As you go down the line and you think about the teams that they're going to face in the Eastern Conference playoffs, you know, how many times do you think you'll be in a situation wishing the Bucks had the other coach?
Well, I think with Doc, I think the big difference from Adrian Griffin to Doc, and then if you want to compare Doc against Thibodeau or Doc against, you know, like you said, Mazzulla.
I'm taking Spoelstra. I'm telling you that right now.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But with Doc, it's, you know, they, I think, needed a coach that was going to come in and have their respect. You know, some of the stuff Doc Rivers says in these press conferences, the thing I love the most about him is just like how candid he is.
Yes, absolutely.
If there's something that sucks, he'll say that it sucks. If there's something that he likes, he'll say that he likes it. And, you know, he's been in this game forever. And that's not just something he's doing in the media. You know that he's doing that. And the players have said stuff, too, about just how different it is and how much they've learned. And they know their roles. They know what they're needed to do. So I think, like, are we going to get to a point where we'd rather have the other guy? I don't know. I know Doc in the playoffs, right? We make fun of him and he's blown all these game sevens. When he first got hired, and I'll have to find the thread, but when he first got hired, there was some thread that I saw that was laying out like all of the playoff losses that he's had. There's been a legit excuse, like a guy got hurt or something happened, and it kind of made me a believer
in
the right situation.
No, come on, we have to believe. No, you have to believe that the Bucks have enough talent to overcome him. Because clearly what we've learned is the Celtics, with Hall of Famers Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce and those guys, had enough talent, Ray Allen, had enough talent to overcome Doc. That's what we've learned. Back then, it was like, damn, Doc's really good, man. Look at how good Doc Rivers is. Boy, oh boy, he is really good. And then after Doc left Boston and that whole thing fell apart, he's good. They can get you the playoffs. He's Budenholzer. That's who the dude is. The Bucks overcame Bud to win a championship. Boston overcame Doc to win a championship. They both got one ring. And because their teams overcame them, the Royals overcame Ned Yost to win a World Series.
No.
Same thing.
Ned Yost, same thing, man.
It's the same thing. You overcome the guy. These guys are good, but they don't know how to get you over the hump in those big series. Doc has proven that time and time again. Bud has proven that time and time again. And that's what cracks me up the most. You got rid of Bud because you wanted somebody to get you over the hump. And then you hired Adrian Griffin, which is a fiasco, and then you go back to a Bud clone in Doc Rivers. Like, I don't understand what this is all about, other than you wanted to save the season because you didn't think Adrian Griffin had a hills of beans a chance of doing anything. And according to the article that I read earlier when this whole thing went down, Giannis apparently has been coaching the team and running drills and drawing up plays and everything else, and was stressing going to bed at night because, you know, he was worried about the game the next day like he was a head coach. I mean, that should never, ever, ever be on a player. And that's obviously why you had to move on.
Yeah, I still think, like, obviously the fact that they got Dame changed everything. And if they knew they were going to get Dame, I don't think they ever fire Bud, because that was a change. That was a change to make a change.
That's a great question.
Even though the injuries got the Bucks the last couple of years, but they felt like they needed to make a change. I don't know why Horst, who I think has made great moves, you know, this Patrick Beverley move that everyone's like, well, that was a tremendous move. It was very unlike Horst to go and hire Adrian Griffin, everything that we know about him. So
he thought Giannis was going to take Nick Nurse. He gave him three, and I got an NBA player. So fine, I'll give you Adrian Griffin. But I know you're going to take Nick Nurse. You won a championship. I'm not worried about the Adrian Griffin stuff. Throw you Kenny Atkinson in there, and here we go. And he went Adrian Griffin, and they went, holy crap, that was not the right selection, Giannis. Are you kidding me? And then they were screwed after that. They forced Terry Stotts on him. They forced Prunty on him because they're panic-stricken at that point. That's exactly what happened. They could not believe he didn't take Nick Nurse, and their little plan that they had went up in flames at that point. Plain and simple. Yeah. That's all it was.
No, I guess.
God forbid.
I had to do that one. That's tough when you have a plan. I had to do that once when I was programming a music station. My boss wanted to hire some other person than I did, so I had to, like, my plan worked. I got the hire that I wanted, but. That's funny.
So you sabotaged it so somebody else didn't get the job? Is that what you're saying you did?
Oh, yeah. I told her, we want to offer you the job, but, you know, it's going to be, you got to work weekends. And here, I told her the pay was even lower than it was. He has no idea.
See that? Bart Winkler. That, again, there you go. That's your guy.
I had to do what was right for my station.
Yeah,
you know what
Yeah, I got you. I understand what you're saying. Yes. Okay, because something came up on Green and Growing Podcast, I want to get your thoughts on real quick. You can download Green and Growing Podcast, Nathan Marzian, myself, over there at your Odyssey app, or if you download your favorite podcast app. Marzian always wears Bucks apparel on our podcast. Then I just asked him, like, is this all you own is Bucks apparel? And he, pretty much. Majority of his stuff is Bucks apparel. Okay, fine. But he loves that old school purple Bucks stuff, right? And apparently a lot of these younger guys in their 20s and so forth love the old school purple Bucks stuff. I have two questions. A, did you like it back then, Bart? And B, do you like it now, years later?
I did not like it back then. I don't like the color purple at all.
At all?
No, I don't like the color purple.
I'm that way with yellow.
Yeah, yellow kind of sucks.
Like, those yellow Bucks jerseys were awful.
Those grew on me.
Oh,
those did grow on me.
Oh,
I don't like the blue. I don't like wearing blue. I don't like those.
They've just worn them too much. And then the court is completely over the top. Like, bring back my court with the Bucks logo ingrained in the wood. Give me my black jerseys back as your alternate, and let's call it a day. We don't need all these multicolored jerseys. So, anyways, purple, you hate purple, so you still don't like it then.
No, I do like them now. I like them now because that purple, to me, it, like, signified losing, right? Because they sucked. And they had their one run.
Yeah, but now Giannis
looks good in it. The fact that they won, Giannis looks good in it. I like the purple now because it's a reminder of where we came from. I don't mind the purple.
You heard the story about how that ended up being, right? About how they ended up ending up with a purple uniform. Did you ever hear that story?
No.
No? Oh, well, let me tell you. They ended up wearing purple because Mike Dunleavy Sr., who was the guy running the organization at that time, was a huge tennis fan and went to Wimbledon. Loved the Wimbledon colors. Came back and told Senator Herb Kohl, I'd like to change the colors to this purple scheme. That's how they ended up with purple. Because Dunleavy was a tennis fan, went to Wimbledon, loved the color scheme, and changed the colors to the Wimbledon color scheme. Swear to God, story.
That is stupid. That's dumb.
That is a true story. That's exactly how it happened. That is insanity is what that is. But that's how it went down. Dunleavy Sr., there's your guy. That's how we ended up with purple uniforms that now apparently everybody likes. Back then, people hated those things.
I hated them.
I liked the deer on the front of them. Remember the ones with the big deer on the front of the purple jerseys? Those I liked.
I didn't like... When they changed to red and green, I thought those were actually worse.
Loved them. Those are Christmas colors.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah,
let's roll, baby. I was in on those. I did not like the red jerseys and then wearing them when you played the Bulls. Like, I'll never forget that. They wore red jerseys at home at the Bradley Center against the Bulls. You couldn't tell who in the stadium was rooting for the Bucks and who in the stadium was rooting for the Bulls because the whole damn stadium was wearing red that night.
Remember when the Brewers wore Braves jerseys against the Braves?
That was another dumb thing. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, that's the dumbest thing that ever happened.
So stupid. Yeah. All right. All right, Bart, thank you so much for coming on, my friend. And technology helped us out here to avoid the phones. So I appreciate you, Bart.
I just want to give a special shout out to Craig Council, 0-2.
I'd like to give a special shout out to Christian Yelich. I don't know what the heck has gotten into you, son, but whatever it is, whatever's going on, whatever you got going and working over there, keep doing it. Just keep doing it for six more months.
Hey, Brewers should have got rid of Council for Murphy years ago.
Oh, stop. No. Slow down. But the Yelich, seriously, he's hitting well. He threw a dude out today. Like, I thought the world was coming to an end when he threw a guy out. I mean, my goodness. I'm so excited about the Brewers. And again, they're so much fun. They're stealing bases left and right. Cheerios playing well. Frelick looked good today. Like, just in general, it's a fun team to watch. I'm looking forward to it. So we got Brewers. We got Bucks. The NFL draft's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You got lots to talk about on that CBS Sports Radio show. Do they ever complain at you about talking about too much about Milwaukee? You ever get any of that grief yet?
I do. I try to talk about it so little. You know, I like overcompensate. I'm like, well, I don't want to I don't want to talk about too much. So then I end up not talking about it enough. And then when stuff happens, I'm like, oh boy, Bucks hired Doc Rivers. And it's like, oh, shut up, you.
I tune in for the callers, I'll be honest. I tune in to hear the callers. Because your banter with the callers is amazing. It's so funny. Because you'll say sarcastic stuff. They won't understand what you're saying. I'm laughing in the car. It's really good. I really enjoy it. It's a good show.
Well, I want to... it's exhausting. It's like doing... It's like doing crowd work for 4 hours. It's hard. It's a hard job, dude. It's hard.
Hey, man, national radio, man. Everybody thinks it's easy. Everybody thinks, oh, it's an easy gig. You talk about sports for a living.
I miss when I could just come in and, like, say one thing and then Horvat gave a 30-minute answer. I miss that being my job.
I got that on Curtin Long. It's a beautiful thing. Bart, thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk to you later.
See you, man.
There he is, Bart Winkler. Again, follow him at the Bart Winkler Show. Check him out on CBS Sports Radio, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Yeah, it's late nights. Late nights with Bart Winkler. But it's good. Like, if you listen to national radio in general, if you listen to a lot of national sports talk radio, obviously, here on 1250, it's pretty much what we got. It's National Sports Talk Radio outside of this show right now. And they don't usually take a ton of calls. They really don't take a ton of calls. More guests, more people talking to each other, producers and hosts talking to each other, hosts and hosts talking to each other. So you don't get a ton of that. I would say of CBS Sports Radio, Fox Sports Radio, NBC Sports Radio apparently still exists, but I don't think I've heard that in years. And then obviously ESPN Radio. I would probably say CBS Sports Radio probably takes more calls than the other two for sure. Without question, they take more calls than the other two. Rome takes a lot of calls. Maggie and Perloff take calls. And they do bets with callers too. That's something else. You don't see that really with national radio as much as you see it with a morning show on CBS Sports Radio. They do bets and they like carry it out. Like they actually do what they bet. If they lose, they actually carry it out and the whole thing. Very impressive what those guys do in the morning. And then obviously Zach Gelb, he talks a lot of Wisconsin sports and takes some calls too from time to time. JR Sports Brief, he takes some calls. So yeah, just in general, they probably take more calls than most. It's still not like local radio. Right, if we're being honest, you know, right? I still would take local radio over national radio at the end of the day. I think most people probably would that's listening to me right now. But for the most part, I've been pleasantly surprised by really during the football season how much Packers were talked about across the board on CBS Sports Radio. And I know a lot of you are like, I'm going to listen to local. Well, and some of you I've run into have said I've just gone completely to podcasts. Since 1250 did what they did. And I get it. I totally understand that. But, you know, I work here at 1250. I'm still going to listen to 1250, obviously. And there was way, way more Packers talk than I thought there would be on all of those shows, for sure. Then the Doc Rivers hiring happens, and there's been a ton of Milwaukee Bucks talk and Doc Rivers talk on all of these shows throughout the course of the day here on 1250. So, very impressed. I didn't realize how much Milwaukee and Packers sports talk they do necessarily, but there's been quite a few, quite a bit, and interviews and stuff like that. Zach Gelb does a great job getting different Packers guys and stuff. I'm completely sidetracked off our postgame show. Now I'm just like doing a running promo for the station, so I apologize. 122 to 113, Bucks over the Atlanta Hawks tonight. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Again, perfect time. Head on over to Wendy's. Get yourself a free small Frosty from Wendy's. But when you go through the drive-thru, you got to say, hey, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. I'd like to get my free Frosty, please. And they'll ask you, okay, what flavor? Chocolate or orange dreamsicle? Again, limited time only with the orange dreamsicle. Take advantage of it and get it today. Bucks win 122 to 113. Don't forget that free Frosty promo goes for only 24 hours after each Bucks win. Up next, we'll hear from Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Let's hear what the coach had to say about today's game next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM The Fan.
welcome in the Milwaukee Bucks. They come up on the losing end tonight, 122-113. The Bucks get the win over the Atlanta Hawks. It was a beautiful thing. 36 points, 16 boards, 7 assists, 3 steals, and a block for Giannis tonight to lead the way. He was our MVP, we announced earlier in the show. You could have made an argument for Chris Middleton, who without Damian Lillard playing tonight for the Bucks, stepped up. 21 points, 6 boards, 6 assists for him. Pat Bev being out there with ligament damage, playing through the pain tonight. 18 points, 6 of 10 shooting, 2 of 5 from 3, 4 of 4 from the line, 5 boards, 5 assists. A nice night for him, too. So, overall, they played pretty well. They almost choked it away. Got down to within 5 points there in the fourth quarter after they had pretty much owned the Hawks all night long. But thankfully, at the end of the day, they come up victorious again, 122-113. All right, we talked about Doc Rivers. This is what Doc Rivers had to say after the game, courtesy of Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Well, both things. I thought, I was really happy the way we played overall because they came out and did what they do, make threes, and we called the timeout. Didn't make any adjustment, just let's play right, play better. Thought we did that. And then the ball movement, ball movement was fantastic all day. I thought overall, almost on every play, if they doubled us, Brooke lived in the paint tonight, which I thought was great.
I think we cut it to 5 in the fourth.
Yeah.
Take a timeout. Chris hits a 3 and then after that. Just what do you see from Chris tonight? Maybe he's just steady.
Yeah, he just had his legs tonight, and it's probably going to be up and down sometimes. But overall, we started the game going to him early, got a good rhythm, and I thought he kept his rhythm through the game.
Brooke in the paint, obviously, first play, Giannis to Brooke. He gets free throws.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Was the player of the game? Who stood out? Let's find out who the MVP of the game is next on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show, served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
All right, MVP of the game tonight was our guy, Giannis, obviously, right? Coming up big tonight with this victory. And again, we wanted Giannis to come up big, mainly because they needed him without Dame Lillard. 122 to 113, Bucks over the Atlanta Hawks tonight. A big, big victory. Let's see if this is going to work with Bart Winkler. I don't know if it is or not. I can't tell. We're going to dial up Bart Winkler here. Bart Winkler, is this thing working?
Can you hear me?
I hear can. You. Yeah, all right, good. This is actually going to work. This is beautiful. The beautiful thing about computers and so forth, and when they work, it's a beautiful thing, and it actually works. So I get to have Bart Winkler on. Bart Winkler Show, CBS Sports Radio, weeknights here on The Fan, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Him and his producer, Shep, a highly, highly entertaining. Lots and lots of calls from all over the country, and I enjoy it tremendously. A big Bucks victory tonight after struggle the last couple of games. Hawks got it down to five. Were you as nervous as I was when the Hawks got it down to five there, Bart?
I mean, I think you get that way just in terms of what we've seen, you know, in the team with this team in the past. They had such a nice second quarter, and I was watching that at a restaurant. And then this is one of those games where you're watching a bunch, and then you're like, oh, this game's over. And then you turn it back on, and then you're like, oh, okay, yep. We're going to do all these things tonight. But, you know, the good thing about tonight was they responded every time the Hawks kind of made a little bit of an effort and got closer. They were able to actually respond tonight. So that was good to see. You know, this season is interesting. There's been a lot that has happened. I feel like they're going to be fine where they're going to get the two seed. Obviously the one seed's way out of question, yeah. But it's just kind of like, you know, with no Dame, and we'll see how long he's not going to be with them for, but it's just kind of figure things out, but get to the playoffs, try to be as healthy as possible. And then I think that's when we're going to get a lot of questions answered about this team. Cause it's hard. It's hard in these games. It's hard with the Lakers game. It's hard with this game. It's just, it's like, it's hard to know exactly how they're going to play in a seven-game series against the Pacers or Knicks or Celtics when they're just kind of like still figuring things out along the way.
Bart, how many situations do you think the Bucks will be in come playoff time where the other coach is a better coach than our coach in Doc Rivers? Like, I was thinking tonight, like, okay, would I rather have Quinn Snyder as coach of the Bucks, the coach of the Hawks, or would I rather have Doc Rivers, Joe Mazzulla, or Doc Rivers at this point? As you go down the line and you think about the teams that they're going to face in the Eastern Conference playoffs, you know, how many times do you think you'll be in a situation wishing the Bucks had the other coach?
Well, I think with Doc, I think the big difference from Adrian Griffin to Doc, and then if you want to compare Doc against Thibodeau or Doc against, you know, like you said, Mazzulla.
I'm taking Spoelstra. I'm telling you that right now.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But with Doc, it's, you know, they, I think, needed a coach that was going to come in and have their respect. You know, some of the stuff Doc Rivers says in these press conferences, the thing I love the most about him is just like how candid he is.
Yes, absolutely.
If there's something that sucks, he'll say that it sucks. If there's something that he likes, he'll say that he likes it. And, you know, he's been in this game forever. And that's not just something he's doing in the media. You know that he's doing that. And the players have said stuff, too, about just how different it is and how much they've learned. And they know their roles. They know what they're needed to do. So I think, like, are we going to get to a point where we'd rather have the other guy? I don't know. I know Doc in the playoffs, right? We make fun of him and he's blown all these game sevens. When he first got hired, and I'll have to find the thread, but when he first got hired, there was some thread that I saw that was laying out, like, all of the playoff losses that he's had, there's been a legit excuse. Like, a guy got hurt or something happened, and it kind of made me a believer in the right situation.
No, come on.
We have to believe.
Oh, no. No, you have to believe that the Bucks have enough talent to overcome him. Because clearly what we've learned is the Celtics, with Hall of Famers Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce and those guys, had enough talent, Ray Allen, had enough talent to overcome Doc. That's what we've learned. Back then, it was like, damn, Doc's really good, man. Look at how good Doc Rivers is. Boy, oh boy, he is really good. And then after Doc left Boston and that whole thing fell apart, he's good. They can get you the playoffs. He's Budenholzer. That's who the dude is. The Bucks overcame Bud to win a championship. Boston overcame Doc to win a championship. They both got one ring. And because their teams overcame them. The Royals overcame Ned Yost to win a World Series.
No.
Same thing.
Ned Yost, same thing, man.
It's the same thing. You overcome the guy. These guys are good, but they don't know how to get you over the hump in those big series. Doc has proven that time and time again. Bud has proven that time and time again. And that's what cracks me up the most. You got rid of Bud because you wanted somebody to get you over the hump. And then you hired Adrian Griffin, which is a fiasco, and then you go back to a Bud clone in Doc Rivers. Like, I don't understand what this is all about, other than you wanted to save the season because you didn't think Adrian Griffin had a hills of beans a chance of doing anything. And according to the article that I read earlier when this whole thing went down, Giannis apparently has been coaching the team and running drills and drawing up plays and everything else, and was stressing going to bed at night because, you know, he was worried about the game the next day like he was the head coach. I mean, that should never, ever, ever be on a player. And that's obviously why you had to move on.
Yeah, I still think, like, obviously the fact that they got Dame changed everything. And if they knew they were going to get Dame, I don't think they ever fire Bud, because that was a change. That was a change to make a change.
That's a great
question.
Even
though the injuries got the Bucks the last couple of years, but they felt like they needed to make a change. I don't know why Horst, who I think has made great moves, you know, this Patrick Beverley move that everyone's like, well, that was a tremendous move. It was very unlike Horst to go and hire Adrian Griffin, everything that we know about him. So
he thought Giannis was going to take Nick Nurse. He gave him three, and I got an NBA player. So fine, I'll give you Adrian Griffin. But I know you're going to take Nick Nurse. You won a championship. I'm not worried about the Adrian Griffin stuff. Throw you Kenny Atkinson in there, and here we go. And he went Adrian Griffin, and they went, holy crap, that was not the right selection, Giannis. Are you kidding me? And then they were screwed after that. They forced Terry Stotts on him. They forced Prunty on him because they're panic-stricken at that point. That's exactly what happened. They could not believe he didn't take Nick Nurse, and their little plan that they had went up in flames at that point. Plain and simple. Yeah. That's all it was.
No, I guess.
God forbid.
I had to do that one. That's tough when you have a plan. I had to do that once when I was programming a music station. My boss wanted to hire some other person than I did, so I had to, like, my plan worked. I got the hire that I wanted, but. That's funny.
So you sabotaged it so somebody else didn't get the job? Is that what you're saying you did?
Oh, yeah. I told her, we want to offer you the job, but, you know, it's going to be, you got to work weekends. And here, I told her the pay was even lower than it was. He has no idea.
See that? Bart Winkler. That, again, there you go. That's your guy.
I had to do what was right for my station.
Yeah,
you know what
Yeah. I got you. I understand what you're saying. Yes. Okay. Because something came up on Green and Growing podcast, I want to get your thoughts on real quick. You can download Green and Growing podcast. Nathan Marzian, myself, over there at your Odyssey app, or if you download your favorite podcast app. Marzian always wears Bucks apparel on our podcast. Then I just asked him, like, is this all you own is Bucks apparel? And pretty much. Majority of his stuff is Bucks apparel. Okay, fine. But he loves that old school purple Bucks stuff. Right? And apparently a lot of these younger guys in their 20s and so forth love the old school purple Bucks stuff. I have two questions. A, did you like it back then, Bart? And B, do you like it now, years later?
I did not like it back then. I don't like the color purple at all.
At all?
No, I don't like the color purple.
I'm that way with yellow.
Yeah, yellow kind of sucks.
Like, those yellow Bucks jerseys were awful.
Those grew on me.
Oh,
those did grow on me.
Oh,
I don't like the blue. I don't like wearing blue. I don't like those.
They've just worn them too much. And then the court is completely over the top. Like, bring back my court with the Bucks logo ingrained in the wood. Give me my black jerseys back as your alternate, and let's call it a day. We don't need all these multicolored jerseys. So, anyways, purple, you hate purple, so you still don't like it then.
No, I do like them now. I like them now because that purple, to me, it, like, signified losing, right? Because they sucked. And they had their one run.
Yeah, but now Giannis
looks good in it. The fact that they won, Giannis looks good in it. I like the purple now because it's a reminder of where we came from.
You heard
so
this.
I don't mind the purple.
You heard the story about how that ended up being, right? About how they ended up ending up with a purple uniform. Did you ever hear that story?
No.
No? Oh, well, let me tell you. They ended up wearing purple because Mike Dunleavy Sr., who was the guy running the organization at that time, was a huge tennis fan and went to Wimbledon. Loved the Wimbledon colors. Came back and told Senator Herb Kohl, I'd like to change the colors to this purple scheme. That's how they ended up with purple. Because Dunleavy was a tennis fan, went to Wimbledon, loved the color scheme, and changed the colors to the Wimbledon color scheme. Swear to God,
well,
true
that,
story.
That is stupid. That's dumb.
That is a true story. That's exactly how it happened. That is insanity is what that is. But that's how it went down. Dunleavy Sr., there's your guy. That's how we ended up with purple uniforms that now apparently everybody likes. Back then, people hated those things. I liked the
deer. I hated them.
I liked the deer on the front of them. Remember the ones with the big deer on the front of the purple jerseys? Those I liked.
I didn't like when they changed the red and green. I thought those were actually worse.
Loved them. Those are Christmas colors.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Let's roll, baby. I was in on those. I did not like the red jerseys and then wearing them when you played the Bulls. Like, I'll never forget that. They wore red jerseys at home at the Bradley Center against the Bulls. You couldn't tell who in the stadium was rooting for the Bucks and who in the stadium was rooting for the Bulls because the whole damn stadium was wearing red that night.
Remember when the Brewers wore Braves jerseys against the Braves?
That was another dumb thing. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, that's the dumbest thing that ever happened.
So stupid. Yeah. All right. All right, Bart, thank you so much for coming on, my friend. And technology helped us out here to avoid the phones. So I appreciate you, Bart.
I just want to give a special shout out to Craig Council, 0-2.
I'd like to give a special shout out to Christian Yelich. I don't know what the heck has gotten into you, son, but whatever it is, whatever's going on, whatever you got going and working over there, keep doing it. Just keep doing it for six more months.
Hey, Brewers should have got rid of Council for Murphy years ago.
Oh, stop. No. Slow down. But the Yelich, seriously, he's hitting well. He threw a dude out today. Like, I thought the world was coming to an end when he threw a guy out. I mean, my goodness. I'm so excited about the Brewers. And again, they're so much fun. They're stealing bases left and right. Cheerios playing well. Frelick looked good today. Like, just in general, it's a fun team to watch. I'm looking forward to it. So we got Brewers. We got Bucks. The NFL draft's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You got lots to talk about on that CBS Sports Radio show. Do they ever complain at you about talking about too much about Milwaukee? You ever get any of that grief yet?
I do. I try to talk about it so little. You know, I like overcompensate. I'm like, well, I don't want to talk about it too much. So then I end up not talking about it enough. And then when stuff happens, I'm like, oh boy, Bucks hired Doc Rivers. And it's like, oh, shut up, you.
I tune in for the callers. I'll be honest. I tune in to hear the callers because your banter with the callers is amazing. It's so funny because you'll say sarcastic stuff. They won't understand what you're saying. I'm laughing in the car. It's really good. I really enjoy it. It's a good show.
Well, I want to. It's exhausting. It's like doing crowd work for 4 hours. It's hard. It's a hard job, dude. It's hard.
Hey, man, national radio, man. Everybody thinks it's easy. Everybody thinks, oh, it's an easy gig. You talk about sports for a living.
I miss when I could just come in and like say one thing and then Horvat gave a 30-minute answer. I miss that being my job.
I got that on Curtin Long. It's a beautiful thing. Bart, thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk to you later.
See you, man.
There he is, Bart Winkler. Again, follow him at the Bart Winkler Show. Check him out on CBS Sports Radio, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Yeah, it's late nights. Late nights with Bart Winkler. But it's good. Like, if you listen to national radio in general, if you listen to a lot of national sports talk radio, obviously here on 1250, it's pretty much what we got. It's national sports talk radio outside of this show right now. And they don't usually take a ton of calls. They really don't take a ton of calls. More guests, more people talking to each other, producers and hosts talking to each other, hosts and hosts talking to each other. So you don't get a ton of that. I would say of CBS Sports Radio, Fox Sports Radio, NBC Sports Radio apparently still exists, but I don't think I've heard that in years. And then obviously ESPN Radio. I would probably say CBS Sports Radio probably takes more calls than the other two for sure. Without question, they take more calls than the other two. Rome takes a lot of calls. Maggie and Perloff take calls. And they do bets with callers too. That's something else. You don't see that really with national radio as much as you see it with a morning show on CBS Sports Radio. They do bets and they like carry it out. Like they actually do what they bet. If they lose, they actually carry it out and the whole thing. Very impressive what those guys do in the morning. And then obviously Zach Gelb, he talks a lot of Wisconsin sports and takes some calls too from time to time. JR Sports Brief, he takes some calls. So yeah, just in general, they probably take more calls than most. It's still not like local radio, right? If we're being honest, you know, right? I still would take local radio over national radio at the end of the day. I think most people probably would that's listening to me right now. But for the most part, I've been pleasantly surprised by really during the football season how much Packers were talked about across the board on CBS Sports Radio. And I know a lot of you are like, I'm going to listen to local. And some of you I've run into have said I've just gone completely to podcasts since 1250 did what they did. And I get it. I totally understand that. But, you know, I work here at 1250. I'm still going to listen to 1250, obviously. And there was way, way more Packers talk than I thought there would be on all of those shows, for sure. Then the Doc Rivers hiring happens, and there's been a ton of Milwaukee Bucks talk and Doc Rivers talk on all of these shows throughout the course of the day here on 1250. So very impressed. I didn't realize how much Milwaukee and Packers sports talk they do necessarily, but there's been quite a few, quite a bit. And interviews and stuff like that. Zach Gelb does a great job getting different Packers guys and stuff. I'm completely sidetracked off our postgame show. Now I'm just like doing a running promo for the station. So I apologize. 122-113, Bucks over the Atlanta Hawks tonight. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Again, perfect time. Head on over to Wendy's. Get yourself a free small Frosty from Wendy's. But when you go through the drive-thru, you got to say, hey, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. I'd like to get my free Frosty, please. And they'll ask you, okay, what flavor? Chocolate or orange dreamsicle? Again, limited time only with the orange dreamsicle. Take advantage of it and get it today. Bucks win 122-113. Don't forget that free Frosty promo goes for only 24 hours after each Bucks win. Up next, we'll hear from Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Let's hear what the coach had to say about today's game. Next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM The Fan.
Welcome in. The Milwaukee Bucks, they come up on the losing end tonight, 122-113. The Bucks get the win over the Atlanta Hawks. It was a beautiful thing. 36 points, 16 boards, 7 assists, 3 steals, and a block for Giannis tonight to lead the way. He was our MVP we announced earlier in the show. You could have made an argument for Chris Middleton, who without Damian Lillard playing tonight for the Bucks, stepped up. 21 points, 6 boards, 6 assists for him. Pat Bev being out there with ligament damage, playing through the pain tonight. 18 points, 6 of 10 shooting, 2 of 5 from 3, 4 of 4 from the line, 5 boards, 5 assists. A nice night for him too. So overall, they played pretty well. They almost choked it away. Got down to within 5 points there in the fourth quarter after they had pretty much owned the Hawks all night long. But thankfully, at the end of the day, they come up victorious again, 122 to 113. All right, we talked about Doc Rivers. This is what Doc Rivers had to say after the game, courtesy of Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Well, both things. I thought, you know, I was really happy the way we played overall because they came out and did what they do, make threes, and we called the timeout. You know, didn't make any adjustment, just let's play right, play better. Thought we did that. And then the ball movement, you know, ball movement was fantastic all day. I thought overall, almost on every play, you know, if they doubled us, Brooke lived in the paint tonight, which I thought was great.
I think we cut it to 5 in the fourth.
Yeah.
Take a timeout. Chris hits a 3 and then yeah. After that, just what do you see from Chris tonight? Maybe he's just steady.
Yeah, he just had his legs tonight, you know, and it's probably going to be up and down sometimes. But overall, we started the game going to him early, got a good rhythm, and I thought he kept his rhythm through the game.
You mentioned Brooke in the paint. Obviously, first play, Giannis to Brooke. He gets free throws. Bobby, yeah, I mean, there's a size advantage.
Yes.
How important was that to establish it early, but then to continue it
and keep looking for it and don't get tired of throwing the ball to the post. I bet we said that 100 times tonight. Like, okay, we got a big guy sitting in the middle of the paint, throw it to him. And if they trap, throw it back out and let's get a 3. You know, I think guys don't understand, in the help basketball does not have to be with a drive.
18 for Pat Bev, 5 assists.
Yeah.
Not typically a scoring.
Yeah, his podcast is going to be a doozy.
But how needed was that at times, especially in that fourth? There were a couple floaters there that.
Yeah. Big basket, you know, proud of Malik. Struggled shooting the ball, drove one, made a shot, you know, saw the ball go in, and then he makes a 3, you know. So both of those guys made big shots for us.
We saw the Hawks battle back, even though you all had them by 20. Even though they were a little short today as far as players, what makes them so tough?
They make threes. You know, they're an explosive offensive team. A lead is never safe. We watched the two Boston games, up 30, you know, so and that helped us. You know, we talked about that.
36-16-8 for Giannis, and this is our first mention of him.
Yeah. As I said, we take him for granted, you know. We really do. I thought he played as clean of a game as you can play. He shot when he should shoot. He passed when he should pass. He defended when he should defend. I mean, he did everything that you want a great player to do. And he did it all. Like, we played through him most of the night. He just had a fantastic night.
I mean, not that he ever gets discouraged. We said after New Orleans, getting to the free throw line a lot is important. He can make more. But just what that creates as well. What did you think of just that sort of relentlessness for him?
Well, you go back to the Oklahoma game, and we talked about it in shoot around. I think we had 9 or 11 bigs down low. We've had 2 since. You know, and so if you want to know why you don't go to the free throw line as a group, well, no one's in the paint. Tonight, we drove the ball in the paint, we posted the ball in the paint, and we got fouled, and we got to the line. And what it does, especially against a team like Atlanta, it allows you to set your defense. Because you don't want to play the speed racer game against them. That's what they do. But us getting to the line allowed us to use our size and then us to be able to put our hands on them on defense.
I think the folks have been 0-5 without Lillard. And you talked about being happy with the ball movement. So
yeah.
Some other folks.
Yeah, they had to. And it's tough because Dame is a point guard. So you take the ball out of his hands, you put it in Giannis' hands, you put it in Pat Beverly's hands, Pat Connaughton. To run your offense, Chris Middleton, and they all did a good job. All right, guys. Happy Easter. Yeah. Thank you.
So good. So good. I'm telling you, I could listen to Doc Rivers' press conferences one after another all night long and be completely happy. You would not hear me complain. Either there are certain people's press conferences, in my mind, that you can listen to and really never get bored just because you're hoping to learn something or you're just wondering where it's going to lead to. For instance, Brett Favre press conferences, back when he did them, man, that man would talk for 25 minutes, not answer a single question that was asked to him. 20, 25 minutes, easy. I remember I'd be sitting in my car in a parking lot somewhere, not wanting to get out of my car because I knew at some point he might say something that would lead us to talk about it on the big show the next day, right? And you just didn't want to get out of your car because you knew, well, he may not answer the question. He may open up a whole nother can of worms by drifting off in thought and talking about what he's thinking about on something completely different. So to me, that was great. You listen to him all day. Barry Alvarez, another guy. You could listen to his press conferences all day. No problem. And Doc Rivers is another one here where it's just like, it, from my perspective, I like it. Like Bart Winkler, who joined us earlier in the show, like he said, is he's so transparent that as a fan, you really get to go behind the curtain and really see and understand what they're trying to do. Now, for instance, tonight, Doc's talking about going into the post, playing in the paint, using your bigs. That's something I've been asking for forever, as you well know. And it never happens. So tonight it happened more. Good. Am I getting my hopes up that we're going to see this consistently? Nope, I'm not. Absolutely not. Nope, not going to do it. No, because every time I get excited that, oh boy, Brooke Lopez actually got the ball down low. Oh boy, they actually posted up somebody down low and Giannis attacked the rim. Or Bobby Portis got the ball down low. Oh yay. Then we come back a game, two games later, and you might get two or three touches down there. And the rest of the game is taking jump shots. Now you understand what we were talking about earlier. When I said a couple of outlier numbers that we have not seen lately. The Bucks get 35 free throw attempts to only 18 for Atlanta. They have not won that free throw differential like that in quite some time. The other number that I mentioned earlier was only 28 three-point attempts. Atlanta took 35. Now, again, you only hit eight. Not a single three came off the Bucks bench tonight. Made. That was another number. I was like, man, that's low for the Bucks. That really is low. Well, now you hear Doc Rivers talking about it after the game. And Doc is saying, we had an emphasis on going and attacking down low. That was going to be a thing. And he went back to the Oklahoma City game and talked about that's how they won that game and used their offense. And that's how he wants them to attack this game. And it worked. And you won. Now, the next game is the Wizards. Now, that is a game that I don't care how you decide to attack them. You should win that game regardless of whatever your mission is. Then the Grizzlies, who were completely embarrassed yet again tonight. Then the Raptors, after that. That might be a little bit more tough. But then after that, then it's the Knicks at home on April 7th. That's going to be tough. The Celtics at home on April 9th. TNT, that's going to be tough. The Magic are the ones that completely embarrassed Memphis tonight. So Memphis, two of the last three games, and the Thunder in between that. So right now, these next two or three games are probably your easiest games left on the schedule. So you need to take care of business here. Beat the Wizards, come home, beat the Grizzlies, beat the Raptors at home, and then get ready for the last five basketball games that are going to test you. Like, there's no question. These last five basketball games on their schedule, Knicks, Celtics, Magic, Thunder, Magic, are going to test you. As far as, are you ready or aren't you ready for the playoffs? Just how good really are you? We're going to find out. Because that Knicks defense is legit. Thibodeau's no joke. Now, the one thing that does happen with Thibodeau teams over the course of time is they end up getting tired at the end of season. And things tend to fall apart a little bit at the end of the season because his guys get worn out because he plays them a ton of minutes. This Bucks team, specifically Giannis, has been getting a ton of minutes this year, too, compared to maybe how Bud played with him before. But right now, the Knicks, they've won seven of their last 10 games. On the road, they're only four games over 500. So that obviously is a good thing. In conference, they are 30-15. Bucks are 32-14 in conference. And then if you look at opponents' points per game, the Bucks are giving up 116.8 points per game. There are two teams that give up more points than that. Two teams more than that in the top 10. Because the top 10 includes those that are going to be in the play-in tournament, like Atlanta, right? You have the Bucks giving up 116.8. you have the Pacers, who are currently the sixth seed at 120.5 points a game they're giving up. And the Hawks, who you just beat, are also giving up 120.5. The New York Knicks are giving up the least amount of anybody in the Eastern Conference. In the playoffs or out of the playoffs, they're only giving up 107.8 points per game. Now, they're only scoring 112. Bucks are scoring 120 a game. So that's a big difference. But still, only giving up 107 points per game, best in the East defensively, that is going to be a tough game. And the Knicks, they'll play slugfest with you in the half court, muddy it up. Thibodeau's teams are always happy and willing to oblige with that type of deal. So that is going to be a tough one. And then obviously the Celtics, the Orlando Magic are currently the five seed. And they have every opportunity, believe it or not, the Magic could climb all the way up to be the three seed before this is all said and done. The Orlando Magic, who John Hammond had been the GM of all the way up until this year, and now kind of stepped aside, you know, maybe heading towards retirement and just doing, you know, some other type of work within the organization, not the day-to-day stuff anymore. But the Magic, two games behind Cleveland for the three spot, a game and a half behind New York for the fourth spot. The Orlando Magic could very well end up hosting a first-round playoff series. Yeah. Again, this is going to be the same thing as the Bucks, where the Bucks build this thing up, and then John Hammond rides off into the sunset to go try and rebuild Orlando, and the Bucks end up winning a championship with Chris Middleton, his guy, Giannis, his guy, guys that he helped build this thing with, and not here to reap the fruits of his labor. And now the Orlando Magic is going to be the exact same thing, where the Magic now are finally going, thanks in large part to his draft picks and what he's done building that team and having the patience to build that team the right way. And yet again, he's not going to be the guy that's giving all the praise and all the credit for building that thing. That's crazy to me. That is just nuts. Twice now that's going to happen to him. Now, he did not find a unicorn, right, like he did with Milwaukee. There is no Giannis in Orlando. Paolo Banchero is a top pick. So that's not finding somebody in the middle of the lottery that turns into a Hall of Famer. But that Giannis pick will always be attached to John Hammond. So he has that for certain. Middleton, getting Middleton in that trade, even though that was the only player on the Pistons roster that would be able to make that Jennings deal work financially. Even with that being said, that still was a great trade. Right? Still a great trade at the end of the day, getting Middleton and being this long-term piece going forward for the Milwaukee Bucks. I just can't say enough about the deal there with John Hammond and what he was able to do. And if you want to take it a step farther, John Horst came to work with John Hammond. John Horst was the video guy or whatever for John Hammond. He was one of the guys that came with John. So the guy that's been running the team, the guy that most of you love to death, John Horst, and think he's done an awesome job. He's won a championship and helped put pieces around Giannis, getting Drew Holiday, now getting Damian Lillard and doing all this stuff. One of John Hammond's guys. Then again, now, obviously, the last year and a half, I haven't tried to get John Hammond on. But before that, with the Big Show, we tried and tried and tried and tried to get John Hammond on our radio show to give him props and love and, you know, give him his bouquet of, you know, being part of this whole thing. Nope. Didn't want to do it. Didn't want to be put out there. Oh, no. You guys focus on who's there. Don't worry about me. I'm good. You guys just talk about them. You don't need to get me out. No, I didn't come on. Would not. Gary tried. I tried. Just, we could not get him to come on. Let's give him a bunch of praise. So, either way, I'm giving him praise here in Milwaukee by the job he did building that Orlando Magic roster. I think it's been fabulous. We're going to find out just how good this Bucks team kind of is going forward here. And then from there, once we get through that five-game stretch, then they get a couple days off because they should be the two seed. Right now, they're two games up on Cleveland, two and a half up on the Knicks for that two seed as we sit here tonight after that Bucks victory over the Hawks. So hopefully you get a couple days off, watch the play-in tournament, see who you're going to play, rest up a little bit, and then away we go. And hopefully, whatever is going on with Damian Lillard is not a long-term thing. Because Zach wouldn't confirm that he's even going to be in Washington on Tuesday. Would not confirm that he would be there. So there's no guarantee that he's even going to be in Washington. He may miss the Wizards game too. And if he does miss the Wizards game, you know what? That's okay. Right? That doesn't bother me in the least bit. They should not need Damian Lillard to beat the Wizards. So if he needs an extended time off for whatever is going on in his personal life, go ahead. I'll take it a step farther. He doesn't have to come back on Wednesday either, because Wednesday they're at home against the Grizzlies. You better be able to beat Memphis without Damian Lillard too. So really, you really don't need him back until Friday. I mean, you could pretty much give him off almost a full week before you really need him back. Because then that Sunday night is when you play the Knicks on the 7th, which would be, a week from tomorrow, a week from Easter. That game, you're going to need Damian Lillard for. And then that last five-game stretch, they're starting with the Knicks. So if it's me, go ahead, Dame. You can take off. We just need you back for that game on either the 5th or the 7th, depending on, you know, what the Bucks think there. But like I said, hopefully it's nothing serious. Hopefully everything is okay. He's good. Everybody else is good. And you can move on from there. That's the hope that I'm having, that everything is fine. All right, take a quick timeout. I'll come back on the other side, wrap this one up. It is the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show here on 1250 AM The Fan, served up by Wendy's. Go get your free Frosty right now. And don't forget, Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold with a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens up this May. Steve Spartan, Fiverr with you. It is the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's. Bucks get a victory tonight, 122-113 over the Atlanta Hawks. Giannis leads the way, 36 points, 16 boards, 8 assists, 3 steals, and a block. 21-6-6 for Chris Middleton, 18-5-5 for Pat Bev, who started and played 36 minutes. That banged up wrist of his ligament issues. Damian Lillard out for personal reasons. Not sure if he'll be in Washington on Tuesday night or not. Thanks to Bart Winkler for coming on the show a little bit earlier this evening. He was on in the last hour of the show. If you missed it, don't forget, you can always check out the post games that you miss on your Odyssey app, or simply by going to 1250amthefan.com. Always post them as like stories right there on the front of the website. Otherwise, you can go to the Best Bucks coverage page. You can go to the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show page. You can go to the Fan on Demand page. On your Odyssey app. All of those will work to get you to the post-game show after it's all said and done. I post it usually within an hour or two of the post-game show airing, so guaranteed it's there when you get up the next morning. Final four, two teams are set in the final four right now. UConn takes care of Illinois with a 30-0 run. They are back in the final four. Which is a fun deal for UConn. Will they be able to win back-to-back? I think everybody would agree at this point, yes. Hurley is an unbelievable coach at UConn. A 30-0 run. My goodness. College basketball. That is nuts. And Underwood's a decent coach. Pretty good coach for Illinois. And a great run. Shannon's a good ball player for Illinois. So a good run for Illinois, but comes up short, as expected, because nobody was going to beat UConn. It doesn't appear. And Alabama and Clemson, I'm not quite sure a lot of people had them in the Elite Eight, especially not Clemson, the sixth seed. Alabama takes care of business there, 89-82. So they move on to the Final Four as well. And how about Nate Oates, the coach of Alabama, Wisconsin's own? I think he was born in Watertown, maybe. I think off the top of my head. So that's cool. You know, obviously you don't have the Badgers to root for. You don't have Marquette to root for. So you got to figure out who you want to root for at this point. You know, that might not be a bad idea. I know nobody wants to root for Alabama football, right? Because Nick Saban, all he did was win. Now, Saban's out now, so maybe that'll change. Maybe people will be more on board for not thinking, you know, Alabama football is like the Death Star or something like that at the end of the day. So, yeah, if you're looking for somebody to root for, there's the Wisconsin side there with Nate Oates over there at Alabama. as they get the win. So half the Final Four is now set. And we'll see how the other half of the Final Four figures out here at the end of the day going forward. Bucks coming up next. We'll take on, like I said, the Washington Wizards. And looking forward to seeing that. And if you missed any of the game, again, a couple of the highlights. Malik Beasley with a big three here.
If he lights out when Brooks sets that screen, Giannis gives it up last second. How about Malik Beasley? How about Bees? How about Bees? A couple of big buckets and 5 points down in the final few minutes.
That's how you come home. That's a homecoming for you.
And it was nice because he hadn't played all that well, to be honest, earlier in the game. But Beasley hits a big three there. That made it 116 to 103 and a much-needed basket there for the Bucks to really extend it and kind of really put it away, right? That was kind of like the final nail in the coffin at the end of the day. And, of course, you always have the highlight dunks from Giannis as well.
PC with the rebound. And it's Giannis with Bobby, PC, AJ Green, and Jay Crowder. Giannis all the way. A thunderous finish. Count it. Holy Giannis.
Holy Giannis is right. A great call there by Lisa Byington. Marcus Johnson on the call. They do a great job over there at Bally Sports Wisconsin. One other little thing, a side note here, other than the Bucks, I thought Uecker was going to be on the call for the Brewers first game. Did that change because it got rained out? Was he only available? Because I didn't hear him. I turned on the radio. I had the radio on at my desk for their first game on Friday. I did not hear Uecker at all. So I don't know if they put something out and I missed it as far as why Uecker wasn't on that call or whatever else. But at that, to me, if you think about it, all the great voices that we've had in Wisconsin sports, and they're all kind of done. You think about it. I mean, Ted Davis, that's done, right? He's back down in Texas. So that's all over. McLaughlin and Paschke, those guys are done. So that's all over. So you still got Larrivee, right, for the Packers. I think Larrivee's got a while to go here. I don't think Larrivee's going anywhere anytime soon. So you still got Wayne Larrivee with the Packers calls. So that's good. But then once Uecker is done, and we're talking he's 90, I don't know. I mean, 90 years old, that is a heck of a run right there to be working till you're 90. How many of you plan on working till you're 90 years old? Think about that. Do you like your job enough to want to work till you're 90? I was just having this conversation in my house the other day as far as how long I want to do this, right? Do sports talk radio. I think I got a goal of like 70. I would love to be on the radio doing sports talk radio like this till like I was 70 years old. That would be my goal. 70 years old, doing this, I think I'd be very, very happy. But it's just kind of sad that all the great voices that we kind of grew up with, us oldies, and, you know, you got all these brand new different voices in there. And if you talk about, like, the personalities that we've had, the McLaughlins, the Uecker's, you don't, the Max McGee's, if you go really far back, right, back to the Favre and the Leroy Butler and Gilbert Brown days on the call, and how funny he was and how good he was, that type of stuff, you just don't have a ton of that necessarily anymore. And it's not, I'm not saying it's a Wisconsin thing. I just don't know if it's a thing in general. Like, it's Ron Santo for the Cubs, him and Pat Hughes. Man, those guys, whether you like the Cubs or not, they were highly entertaining, very funny, and a great listen to. Just like Uecker and anybody. Like, that was the great thing about Uecker. Uecker had to work with all these different play-by-play people. I remember listening to Uecker the first time with Pat Hughes, having a little radio under my pillow and listening to Pat Hughes and Bob Uecker doing Brewers Angels games, because back then they were in the AL, and listening to the West Coast trip or whatever. And I love those two. They were so good. And that just really talks about, too, how good Pat Hughes is. But even after Pat Hughes left and they started shuffling in play-by-play guys left and right to Uecker to work with, did not matter who it was. You always had really good chemistry with whoever he was with. That's a credit to Uecker. It's not that easy. It's just not. And that's why, you know, when you have McLaughlin, you know, kind of, I don't know if he gets pushed aside or however you want to phrase it, but when Marcus Johnson comes in to work with Paschke, you know, that took a little while to get that chemistry up and going, and it eventually was fine. And then Lisa Byington comes in. Now she's working with Marcus Johnson. And again, that chemistry has evolved and gotten really good. Like, they have really good chemistry on that broadcast right now. That is a fun listen, listening to those two do Bucks games. I think it's a fun listen. You may disagree. I think it's a really fun listen. So when you have really special people, where they can kind of just pick up chemistry-wise, no matter who you throw with them, it's going to sound just the same. That's special. And we've been blessed with special announcers for so long. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just old and reminiscing, I guess, here on a Saturday before Easter. That'll do it for the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show. We're kind of all over the board here tonight. 122-113, Bucks over the Atlanta Hawks. A win, a needed win. Now 1-1 on this road trip. Next up, Tuesday night against the Wizards. Toby Altizer. He used to be on the Bart Winkler Show and fill in all over the station to the afternoons for a little while. Toby Altizer will join me from Washington, D.C. coming up on Tuesday night after the show. He's doing sports talk radio out there, hosts a weekend show, does some producing, and still follows the Bucks from afar. So we'll talk with Toby Altizer coming up after Bucks and Wizards on Tuesday night. Enjoy the rest of your night. Have a good Easter. Toodles! CBS Sports Radio with Jody McDonald. We'll join him in progress next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.